Hello, everyone.
I'm back on You Are Mentally Strong for episode 13. This is personal. So, in February of 2022, I lost my grandfather, who I was deeply close to. I looked up to him. He taught me about history. He inspired me to pursue history as a hobby and almost in college too. And throughout high school, I pursued history. I've been, I miss him. And it's someone I looked up to as a role model. And when I lost him, I didn't even cry. I just was broken inside. It just killed me inside that I lost someone that I could relate to and someone I could look up to. And I still feel guilty about not being there in his final moments, because I went up to my old college to go hang out with a friend, and it just killed me inside. I almost got into a car accident on the way back home because I was rushing back and I was speeding on the highway and someone cut me off. But aside from that, I just feel guilty. I think about him every day. I just spent through a lot. I don't really talk about it. Like, I don't really open up like this to people or my audience, because I don't want to worry you guys or anybody around me, my peers, my girlfriend, just people in general. I've been through a lot, like trauma wise. I lost my dog in 2021, and in November of 2021, I lost my other dog. And I spiraled out of control and was self-destructive. And when I was faced with challenges or obstacles, I tried to numb myself. And my mother was there to help me, but I couldn't. And what happened at school, I couldn't walk to get my diploma or degree. I wasn't able to walk for graduation. It's something I'll never forget. And in 2023, I overcame those challenges and tried graduate school, withdrew from that graduate school online, and took a break for a couple months. And then when it came to attending graduate school again, I got accepted into Lesley University on a full scholarship for master's in social work. So overcome with joy and happiness, and I thought I finally got a break, and I did. And now I feel burnt out, but at the same time, I'm very proud of myself for not giving up. I just doubt myself most of the times and haven't been doing self-care. But working on a podcast like this, creating episodes for you guys, it's my self-care. It's my form of self-care. And I'm sorry I haven't made any since for a couple months. And for the past 5 months, I'm sorry. But I needed to take care of myself. And I hope you all can understand where I'm coming from. And my grandfather will be deeply missed. He passed away February 22nd of 2022. And something I'll never be able to forgive myself for. But, and aside from that, I feel like an outcast. But I have great friends, great girlfriend, and just, I'm doing sports now again. I did cross country in the fall, And I'm going to be doing track and field, outdoor track and field in the spring. And just can't wait to do that. One goal of mine is to definitely walk for graduation after all the hard work I put in, and just work with children as an end goal. If I don't work for DCF, it is what it is. But I do want to move out of the state and just pursue other opportunities, like travel the world. Make sure my mental health is in check, because my mental health is definitely somewhat in check now, but my anxiety is just horrible. It's off the wall nowadays, and I blame myself for it. But I love you all, and I hope you all are doing well.